You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. It's cheap apartment hunting season all over America right now. College kids are flocking back to school and facing a hard reality that lots of us already know. Everybody's looking for a cheap apartment in the U.S. Yep, welcome to the real world, kids. A new study out of Harvard says almost one in four U.S. renters is spending more than they can really afford on rent. So we got to thinking, if there's so much demand for housing, how come developers aren't building more housing? Bloomberg reporter Patrick Clark tells us why. Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm great, Molly. How are you?
I'm good. So as it stands today, right at this moment, how much more affordable housing do we need in the United States?
Well, the sort of benchmark for what housing affordability is about 30% of your pre-tax income. So take those people who are earning about minimum wage and assume that we want them to only pay 30% of their income to rent. We need 7 million more units of housing for those people than currently exist. And that doesn't even get to people who earn 35 or 40% or 45 or 50% even of the median area income, which is still people who are struggling to get by. So we need a lot of it.
Right. And you're saying that despite that demand, despite that need, developers are not racing to build this housing?
If they could make money on it, they would be racing to build the housing. The challenge is if you take somebody who makes $17,000 a year and you want to keep rent affordable for them, then you are looking at collecting, I don't know, something like $500 or $600 a month in rent for each apartment. If you figure on that and then look at sort of how much money you can borrow against that kind of rent flow, you wind up with a really big gap between how much money you have to build new apartments and how much it actually costs to build them in the real world.
Right. And so what are some of those roadblocks, those economic roadblocks to that building?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, one is how much does it cost to buy land? The closer you are to the center of a city or to good transportation and to sort of those avenues to economic opportunity, the more expensive land is going to be. What's probably the biggest cost input into a, you know, if you're building 50 apartments or 100 apartments or more, is going to be construction costs. There's really only so much you can save there without kind of refiguring your standard for what a livable apartment is.
Refiguring your standard is kind of so euphemism for building terrible, unsafe buildings, potentially?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully not terrible, unsafe. I mean, I do think that, you know, you don't want to say hopeless, but the challenges to building more affordable housing that we need as a country are really great. And I think there's, you know, periodic sort of optimism around modular or, you know, prefabricated housing, which might limit some housing costs. You know, there's some people who'd say, well, we should build more manufactured housing, which is sort of euphemism for mobile homes. But, you know, again, now you're talking about building communities for poor people, usually far outside of the cities where the good jobs are.
So let's talk a little bit about some potential solutions. Are subsidies an option for developers?
Yeah. I mean, subsidies are already how affordable housing gets built. The biggest one is the low-income housing tax credit, which is a $7 billion a year program which helps developers build affordable housing. Low-income housing tax credit only gets you part of the way. You still have to figure out how to raise a lot more money. Now, some cities have dedicated funds to help developers. There are some other programs, philanthropic money coming to help a little bit. You know, that gives a little wiggle room here, a little wiggle room there. But at the end of the day, there's still big kind of gaps in funding for these projects.
Patrick, this is pretty grim. Like, do you see any sort of optimism takeaway? Do you see any change in this trend line?
The most positive takeaway that I have is that people are thinking about this and talking about it. And again, I think part of it has to do with the fact that housing affordability is touching the lives of more people. People are looking for new solutions and experimenting and hopefully coming to grips with the need for more housing, more ideas about how to build it.
That's Patrick Clark. He wrote about affordable housing from Bloomberg. Thanks a lot, Patrick.
Thanks so much, Molly.